Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. College of the Redwoods is looking for a new president again. Kathy Smith, president for 3 years, said she is retiring next June. Smith made the announcement to faculty last Friday, and she said she'll be guiding the college through the next year while the Board of Trustees searches for a new president. She is the sixth president in the college's 50-year history. When Smith assumed the role as president, the college was in jeopardy of losing its accreditation, and Board of Trustees President Colleen Mullery said that without Smith, the school system would have been in jeopardy. She also credited Smith with helping the college to stabilize its money problems. Hoopa tribal officials and fire crews reacted quickly to a fire on Bald Hill after a wildfire threatened homes near Bloody Camp Road and Pine Creek Road over the weekend. Evacuation orders for local residents were lifted on Saturday morning after the initial response from Hoopa volunteers. An engine company from the Yurok tribe and a helicopter from Neyland made the initial attack. The fire has burned more than 200 acres, but stands at 75% containment as of Sunday night, and more personnel have been dispatched to the scene. The fire is expected to be fully contained by Wednesday. A fire line around the fire has been completed as crews begin mop-up operations. There are 12 hand crews, 16 engine companies, and 7 water tenders, along with bulldozers and 3 helicopters assigned, and residents in the area are cautioned because heavy equipment and fire equipment will be moving through the area over the next few days. And while fire crews responded to the Bald Hill fire in Hoopa to the south, firefighters scrambled to contain a fire that destroyed at least 10 buildings, including homes and outbuildings, in an area between Potter Valley and Redwood Valley in Mendocino County. 10 other structures are still threatening in the area. The black fire scorched more than 400 acres between Saturday night and Sunday afternoon, and after an initial scare, all evacuation orders were lifted for local residents. The fire moved quickly through brush and grass and destroyed a fire truck, and firefighters are dealing with the high heat and heavy fuel loads northeast of Ukiah, and as of Sunday night, the fire stands at 50% containment. A 19-year-old Garberville man has been arrested for felony DUI following a single-vehicle traffic collision on Grizzly Bluff Road early Saturday morning. Kyle John Westcott was driving with 16-year-old Zachary Farrow in the passenger seat when he lost control of his vehicle while negotiating a curve on the road. The car left the roadway, careened through bushes, struck an unoccupied vehicle parked in front of an unoccupied house at Grizzly Bluff and East Ferry Road, and came to a rest. Both Westcott and Farrow, who were not wearing seatbelts, suffered major injuries in the crash, and Westcott was later arrested after being treated for his injuries and then released to the hospital. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Eureka City Manager says a minimum wage hike would cost city jobs. Greg Spark says he and his staff have explored the consequences of a hike in minimum wage. Eureka voters are considering a hike to $12 an hour in businesses of over 25 employees. City Manager Spark said the City Council is not taking a position on the referendum, but his staff has studied its cost impact to the government itself.
On an annual basis, to increase the minimum wage is around $250,000. We don't have much ability to increase taxes, so that when you have to increase personnel costs, that gets reflected. Either it means we need to eliminate some positions or we cut back on some other services.
The referendum would raise the wage from the current $9 an hour, and Eureka is joining a national debate over whether a rise in wage would help or hurt the economy.
I think it's difficult to understand what those impacts will be.
Local groups have been distributing signs for the Measure R question, which would appear on the November ballot in Eureka. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.